Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Deeper Waters Podcast. My name's Brandon, and I got the pride of La Crosse, Wisconsin, allegedly from Texas. Who actually knows? I got Joel with me.
Hello!
I don't know if you deserve that intro, but you got one.
That's really nice of you. It's not even on the paper, so that's really kind of you.
Well, I figured, you know, if you're on YouTube, if you've been listening this season on Spotify or wherever, you've been hearing the new sound intro that we've had, which has been awesome. And if you're on YouTube, you see the new graphic.
Yeah, we all have a new graphic. So if you haven't watched us on YouTube yet, for the sole purpose, go to YouTube this week and watch the cool graphic that we have.
Just the first 7 seconds.
Yeah, you don't have to even listen to the rest
and
of it.
And then you can just switch back to Spotify if you're in your car. If you're in your car, pull over first.
Preferably pull over, yes.
Yeah, do not watch it while you're...
but shout out to Bree, who did that for us, who's on staff here.
Yeah,
it's great.
It looks really good.
Mm-hmm. Did we say that Kale also?
And then shout out to Kale.
Yeah, Kale recorded that.
New music stuff. That's it. All sounds great. Thanks for joining us today. I'm really excited. Amy Baxley killed it with the message this past weekend. I'm ready to and excited to dive into that and talk about the Trinity and all the theology that comes with that. And to talk just how do we rely on the Holy Spirit? What does that look like to have Jesus's power in us and to rely on that and to walk in that? But first, some announcements, new announcements. Shout out to our sponsor.
Yes.
The CCC Cafe.
Yep. Christ Community Cafe. Soon sponsor. Official sponsor.
Yes. Official sponsor. Yeah. UC Alliance Youth and Chick-fil-A up here. I can probably talk to Scott and Charles, the directors of Alliance Youth, about that happening.
Yeah. Because they could maybe even give us merch to give away.
That'd be awesome.
Right. But right now, we are officially sponsored by the Christ Community Cafe.
And then whoever... If you're a homeschooler listening to this and you work at Chick-fil-A, if you work at Chick-fil-A, start talking to your bosses about
sponsoring our podcast. Yeah.
And then if you know who, when you go to Life Conference, you'll hear about who Charles and Scott is. Just look up Charles Amo and Scott Wakely about sponsoring the Deeper Waters podcast if you're feeling up to it.
But I think there's a word that comes with it.
Yeah, so with the cafe, you get, 10%?
10% off every time you go in the cafe between today, Wednesday, and next Tuesday. So it's good for a week.
Great.
You say the word when ordering, and they will give you 10% off your order.
The word this week?
Trinity.
Trinity is the word this week. So just tell Danae or whoever is running it, like, hey, can I get my
10% off
Americano double cream iced double espresso
You're
shot?
You're hurting me right now. Please. Stop
that's
talking.
What Joel gets.
No, that's not what I get. Please stop talking.
and then I get the Trinity.
The Trinity. You'll get.
And then
10%
just say
off.
Trinity. You have to say it 10 times and do a dance on the table. Do not do that. But just say Trinity, and you'll get 10% off whatever drink of your choice.
Yep. And that goes to anyone listening, not just a student. If you're a parent or you're an adult or you're someone who graduated out and is still listening to this podcast, come to the cafe any day, like I said, between Wednesday and Tuesday, and say the word Trinity and get 10% off.
Yeah. Super exciting. All right, some announcements for us. We need to get a cool sound for that. Not that one.
Oh, okay, not that one. I'm sorry. How dare I?
But some announcements. We're continuing in our series this weekend. Remember, really excited. We're talking about the things that we give up, the things we love that we have to give up in order to follow Jesus. Because I talked about this morning with some students about we're a living sacrifice. And what does that look like? Andrea is going to bring the word. Really excited about that. So come join us. Doors open at 5:30. Get something from the cafe. Play some basketball.
Use the 10% off coupon at the cafe.
Try and win in ping pong, whatever it is. Come 5:30. We'll be done at 8. Mm-hmm. Tonight, this is happening tonight. So if you're listening, if you're an early listener here on Wednesday, right after Awana, we're going to have a worship night tonight, thanks to Joel. He's going to be leading that, so come join us for that. Even if you're not serving with Awana, I encourage you to serve at Awana. But if you're not serving at Awana, come and join us for worship. Right around 8 o'clock, we'll be in the warehouse. Next Wednesday, however, on the 8th, there will not be hangout. So no hangout on the 8th. Had some things come up, some planning things. You should be excited that there's no hangout because of what we're planning. But we will be back the following week.
Awesome.
Big thing. If you're a prayer person, which I hope you all are, pray for this Friday night.
Yes, and if you're
coming, super awesome time it'll be over heading to the Mall of America. Be at Autumn Ridge at 6:30, I believe.
Yeah.
That's what the time is. Mm-hmm. And we'll go up to Mall of America all night and have a great time. But be praying for this event.
Yeah.
Praying that students who are not connected to churches will be connected. They'll have a desire to want to know more and desire to be in a community of other believers and learn about why we do these things and what Jesus has done for us. Yeah. So
the fun things we do are great and they're awesome, but the whole sole purpose should be to help people know Jesus in the midst of those fun things.
Yeah. And you guys can do that while you're there as well.
Yep.
Our last announcement is we got baptism November 19th. So that's, if you've never been baptized and you're thinking about a next step and you've already said yes to Jesus, I encourage you to think about and take this next step of being baptized. If you have any questions of what that process looks like, Andrew and I or Joel, we would love to talk to you.
Please ask questions. Like, if you don't even understand why, like, we want you to know why. You shouldn't just do it to do it. So please ask questions.
So if you feel like that's the next step for you, great. And if you've already been baptized, well, then come that weekend so you can celebrate those who are deciding to say, yes, let's make it a big party. Let's be loud about it. And let's celebrate those decisions to publicly say yes to Jesus. That's something that's worth celebrating. Joel?
Yeah.
There's a blank on my paper.
There is, because it is Song of the Week.
And I'm not musical, so.
Not. So, I am not the biggest fan of Christmas songs, and there's reasons for that.
Joel's a Grinch.
That's what Brandon says. But what's funny is I've been really worshiping through the song Noel, written by Chris Tomlin, but the Lauren Daigle version.
Yeah, that's how you say your name.
Lauren Daigle version. And I just want to just read the lyrics of verse 2 into the chorus. So verse 2 says, Son of God, Son of Man, there before the world began. Right? Jesus wasn't Jesus when he came into the world as a baby. Jesus has always been, as Amy said in her talk, right? Let us make man in our image. That was God the Father, God the Son, which is Jesus in the Spirit. Born to suffer, born to save, born to raise us from the grave. Christ the everlasting Lord, he shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. And honestly, that should be Christmas. Like, let us proclaim what God has done. It's not about the presents. It's not about the nostalgia of Christmas. It's about proclaiming that hope came, that God stepped out and said, man cannot do this. I will do it myself. And that, to me, is a reason to worship.
Amen. That is definitely a reason to worship. And something to think about as we're heading into this holiday season. We just had Halloween and coming into Thanksgiving and Christmas. And super easy to get tied into the materialism of these holidays. But remember the hope that we have. And this hope is real. It's not just, I think of, this is not an age-appropriate movie, but Talladega Nights, the scene where he's prays to baby Jesus and how it's so easy for us to be caught in the materialism of baby Jesus and the gifts and the sales and all of those things. And we can remember that Jesus came as a baby and humbled himself. And the hope that we have, because he chose to do that, God came down in flesh for us so we can have a relationship with him and we can have life and life with him and life to the fullest.
Yes.
Great,
amen.
Great words. Switching gears, talking about the message, but before we do that, just a fun question real quick. Fall Nighter, kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Stay up all night in Mall of America. I never did anything like that as a youth student.
Nope, neither did I. I didn't get to do anything like that.
I did do a couple of lock-ins, all-nighters.
Yeah, but never going somewhere like this.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, so what's the craziest thing that you've ever been a part of?
I don't remember what age I was, but it was a fall retreat. It was, I don't know, midnight, 1 o'clock. And it was sanctioned by the youth pastor because we were supposed to be in our cabins, but this was sanctioned. And whoever wanted to wake up, put your swimsuit on. And it's fall. It's cold. And we went and jumped in the lake.
Nice.
And like, not like jumped and then got out. Like, we like jumped and like stayed in the lake. And it was freezing. But it was fun. It was incredible to see the stars and the moon and everything at night in the lake. So it was cold, but it was like, yeah, it was pretty cool. That's probably the craziest thing that I've done with just a bunch of dudes in youth ministry.
I think you're a lot better youth student than I was. I was a pastor's kid, and you could tell. I walked around thinking I owned the place. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good one to share. Yeah, we had a couple of really fun moments. I was in a small youth group, and me and my brothers, we had a lot of fun. And yeah, I think about, you know, going sledding during our winter retreat, and just like, we got bought these, the camp had for some reason these extra large boxers that I could wear as shorts. Like, they were just a little bit shorter shorts. And
continue.
We snuck out and just wore those and went sledding.
Without it being sanctioned by your youth pastor?
Well, I mean, I think our youth pastor was in the cabin, so he was aware. He just, like, you know.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. And you went sledding in just super big boxers.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah.
We also did, like, I did not do this, but my brothers and our friend, we had, like, this cardboard sled making competition.
Okay.
And they went down in front of the whole camp and just
that. That's pretty cool.
And, like, I did not because there's not enough room in the sled.
Yeah.
But they went down and, like, they had something underneath.
Yeah.
The boxers.
Yeah, right.
That would have been dangerous. But just, like, shirts off.
I feel like if you did that, you'd have to have, like, boxers. Obviously, something underneath, like, the giant boxers. But then suspenders. Like, that's...
Oh, that would
have Right, that would have been the way to go down.
We didn't have suspenders.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Uh-oh. Sorry for those of you who heard that. It's Joel's diabetes. Joel's still alive.
I don't have any other stories I feel comfortable sharing.
Yeah, me neither. We shared a couple beforehand.
But anyways, I think fun things though. We did a couple of all-nighters, just in our lock-in, like a New Year's Eve thing. That was always a lot of fun. Like Nerf battles and like going up to different camps and having fun with those people. Like one time I was not in high school, but I was working at camp.
Okay.
And I was the high school staff leader. And we got all of the high school boys snuck into one of the full-time staff's houses and just, like, put mattresses down in his living room and just slept there all night and waited for him to get up in the morning. And he lived by him, just
find
him.
You all there.
And he, one of the freshmen had, like, this, like, really, like, high-sounding sneeze, just like a, achoo, just like that.
Yeah.
And it woke him up, and he came out, and all of us were just,
oh, my gosh.
So it was, like, a fun...
That's good. That's
like
good
that was story. Kind of the stuff we would do.
That you do. I gotcha. Yeah.
Great. Diving into the message. Amy started off with the Trinity.
Yeah, it was funny when she told me that that's what she was doing. I was like, oh.
Which is a good theological thing to
talk about. I thought it was great. I think, yeah, we do forget that, like, we just think, like, oh, the Spirit's in us, and that means we're saved. I think that's sometimes how it's, like, shared. Right?
Yeah,
like,
and there's nothing else.
There's nothing else.
Yeah.
And I love the verse that she shared where Jesus is like, no, I got to go. Because there's something way better.
Right.
Like, way better for you than me. And for Jesus to say that, and as much as we love Jesus, right, that we should then understand what that is. And that's the Holy Spirit who came. And like Amy said, like, the Spirit has been there just like Jesus, just like God the Father. Has always been. And I, again, my brain, whew. Daryl said something as he was talking to a group of men of us a few years ago. We were going through Romans and the Trinity kept coming up. And I was like, why don't I get Daryl? Because I was like, I feel like I'm not explaining it well. I go into Daryl's office to ask him. And Daryl goes, well, I'm not going to explain it well either, but I'll come. I was like, great. So Daryl comes and he said something really good. He said, think of it as a pool. It's really fun to go out in the deep end. And to swim and to tread water and to dive really deep or whatever. But if you stay out there the whole time, you're going to get tired and you're going to drown.
Yeah.
It's fun to go out there and to think deep about who God is and da-da-da. But at the end of the day, it is the place to come back to where we can stand and where we can stand on that firm foundation that Jesus Christ crucified. Like, that is what we stand on. It's fun to go out and think big on the Trinity. But at the end of the day, nothing can really in our finite minds explain it. And so to think about it's fun, but to head back and remember that it is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I even think Paul used the example when he was preaching to the Corinthians, he just simply went out and just preached Jesus Christ is crucified.
Yes.
And the Spirit did the work from there.
Yep, and the Spirit did
and the work. And that's our ally. Like, the Spirit working is not just for, like, the times of the Bible. It's not just for Jesus times or Paul times. Like, that same Spirit is within us.
Right, because the Spirit was given to the church, and we are in the church age.
Yes.
So the Spirit that works in Paul and in Peter and in John works in Brandon, works in me, and works in you if you've given your life over to Jesus.
Right. And so that's something even like we'll continue to get into, but the Trinity, I like that idea. Like, this is the Deeper Waters podcast. We're talking about, we want to dive a little deeper. Yeah. We want to look at different, but let's remember, like, the simplicity of the gospel that, like, Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice, and God asks us to have faith in him. If we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, then we'll be safe.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the simplicity of it. I was even talking to
the simplicity of it. Yeah.
I was talking to a student yesterday morning, and he was just talking about, you know, all the different things of where Jesus is at, right? Mm. And then he even said, like, was praying for just, like, because not feeling the motivation to pray, to read his Bible, things like that. And he just remembered the Holy Spirit, like, prompting him to go to a book that we're reading together, the intro talking about the simplicity of following Jesus. It's hard work. It's not easy. It's a journey, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But even the simplicity of, like, going to Jesus and going to where he's at is a good thing still. And that's a good thing to pursue. And there's different avenues of what that looks like. So, right.
And that's why Amy talked about, like, her prayer life with the Spirit.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I loved about it, is, like, we think of prayer having to be this, like, right? You and I grew up in church. Fold your hands, bow your head, close your eyes.
Right. Hats off.
Hats off. Hats off. But really, it's just talking with God. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think a lot of times we think that we are always the starter of the conversation.
Yeah.
Right? But we're not always the starter of the conversation. But we may not be listening. It'd be like if I only thought the only way that I could ever talk to Brandon was for me to always have to go to Brandon. But Brandon can come and talks to me and wants to share things with me. And maybe in a moment he wants to talk to me, and I didn't even know that that was, like, thing. And all of a sudden now it's this beautiful conversation, because it's not just me going to God. God's always talking to me. I always say, are you paying attention, or are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
I think of Samuel, right? And I love that story where God's like, hey, Samuel. And Samuel's like, someone's calling my name. So he goes and checks, and Eli, right?
Yeah.
And Eli's like, I didn't call you crazy. Like, go to bed. All right. So Samuel goes to sleep. Samuel, someone called my name. Goes to Eli. Eli's like, no, the next time, it's probably God. Just say, yes, Lord, your servant is listening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And because we don't think that God's going to be the first one to talk to us. But he is. He's the first one to talk to us sometimes. And when I just ask, are you listening?
And that's what, you know, that's the beauty of the way that God works. Mm-hmm. And when we think about the Trinity, I like your example of the pool. Like, something that we're never going to fully understand.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing, too. I think that's hard with our culture, where we can explain a lot of things. We use science to explain a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But, like, really, it's a faith in Jesus that we have. And there's going to be some things that, like, I was talking to my professor about some things, like, some hard questions. Mm-hmm. Like, what about people who don't ever hear the gospel? Like, what do we do with that? And, like, how do we justify that? And he just came to the point of, like, we know certain things to be true.
Yes.
We know that Jesus was crucified. We know that he raised from the dead. We know this to be true. We know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just got to be like, okay, God, I have faith that you ultimately know what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
that you have a greater understanding of whatever's happening. I just got to have faith that you're still good.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to have faith that, like, and faith to still follow you, God, no matter what. And I think that's one of those things in the Trinity of being like, how can we, like, one God and three persons, like, three people, but one. And I think that's hard for us to understand, because obviously I'm not three different people, but
you are not.
Yeah. And that's okay. And that's okay that we don't understand. But let's have a faith that we don't need to understand. God understands. And that's the important thing. In that, though, God still moves. God still works. His spirit is working in us all the time. So we think about what our role is. And our role is a couple of things. One is to glorify him.
Yep.
Glorify God in all things, whatever we do, whether we eat or drink. Let's do all for the glory of God. And so with that, sometimes life's hard. Sometimes we need help. I'm not saying sometimes. Oftentimes, we need help in doing that.
I need help all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I know who I would be without the Spirit of God living inside of me. I know. I would be selfish all the time. I would not care about other people. Like, I know who I am away from God. I don't like that person. That person is hopeless, and that person is broken, and that person is in such despair. But I tried to find all this other hope, and it was like literally grabbing wind. You can't. You see it. You think you can get it. You can't. And yet when I come to God and I allow the Spirit to take over me, all of a sudden I have this beauty of like, all right, I now not only am in touch with the Spirit, but through the Spirit, I'm in touch with Jesus. I'm in touch with God the Father. I'm in touch with God and who he is. And to me, I don't understand that, but yet I can stand in awe of it. And I'm okay that I don't understand the fullness of my God. I'll be honest with you. If I understand all of who God was, I don't think I would stand in awe of that. I stand in awe that there are things that I don't understand because he is like, guys, like we stand in awe of the Tetons.
Yeah.
And guess what? God said, Tetons. You stand in awe of that which was just spoken into existence.
Right.
To me,
If you've never seen the Tetons,
Brandon just loves the Tetons, for those of you who don't know.
I got pictures. So. Google has better pictures.
Google has better pictures, and they're also better live. Yeah. But like that's the thing, like things that we stand in awe of creation, and God says like, right. And the fact that you stand in awe of that, I spoke that, and that's why I'm proclaiming myself. You stand in awe of that, you should think, man, something had to have created that I stand in awe of.
Mm-hmm. And so talking about relying on the Spirit, how do we hear and rely on the Spirit to do the work that he has called us to do?
I read my Bible. Yeah. And what I mean by that is I read my Bible, and that is God speaking to me. So then when something comes up and I'm like, man, maybe I should do this or whatever. I've read the Bible enough that I know what God's voice sounds like. And I don't know if that fully makes sense, but like I can read something and then be like, oh yeah, this is how God speaks. God speaks like this. And he says, and he leans me to love others because he says that over and over and over again. He says for me to rely on him over and over and over again. So when I ask him for something, he says, yeah, this is it. And I know that's him because I've read his words to me and I know what he's saying. And I've stepped out in that faith multiple times.
If you don't know, I wrestled in high school and now you do.
I know by the way you dress sometimes.
Yeah. Pants tucked into the socks.
Yeah, let's baby. Go. That's the wrestler look.
But our coach would say something pretty often, and he would say, fight pressure with pressure. So if like someone's like pushing in you one way, you're able to get out of it most of the time by giving pressure back.
Yep.
And so that was one thing that's kind of stuck with me because he'd say it to me a lot. Sometimes with a loud voice.
The gym voice.
Yes, his excitement voice. But with that, though, when we're relying on the Spirit, I think it's really easy for us when we feel pressure by temptations, when we feel pressure from anxiety or worry or different things or what our flesh is saying, it's really easy for us to run.
Yeah.
And try and run away from it. And the Bible says, it's like we're being run, but let's run to God, right? Let's run
sometimes
to God.
We just try to run to empty space.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's easy for us. It's our default to run whatever it's being on our phone for a really long time, video games. And I'm not saying those things are bad, but sometimes it's work, like to more addictive things, like whether you're running to pornography or you're running to drugs or you're running to drinking or running to poor influences in your life.
Or running to music that speaks lies to you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It may make you feel better, but it's speaking lies to you.
Yeah, so there's these different things that we can run to. But what's awesome about the Spirit is that, like Paul tells us, to put on the armor of God to fight, and to, we can rely on the Holy Spirit to fight those battles for us by putting pressure onto the temptation with, like, the pressure that's putting onto us. So it's like fighting pressure with pressure. It's in the same way, like, if we're feeling tempted, if we're feeling like, oh, I'm not good enough, or I don't know, I don't feel like reading my Bible today, like, the Spirit helps us in that. And you can just say, hey, Jesus, I just want to be with you. What does that look like? And then from there, he will guide us and lead us into places of praying, into community, to reading our Bible, to serving, whatever that looks like. And you can might be thinking, okay, Brandon, that sounds great. That's a beautiful picture, whatever.
Yeah.
But how do I know it's the Spirit talking to me? And Heidi said this one thing. And if you're someone who struggles with doubt, which all of us, she said this thing, and it was, oftentimes when she prays to the Holy Spirit, she doesn't know if it's the Spirit talking. But she's just started praying and asking for things, and the first thing that comes to her mind, she just runs with it. And if that first thing comes to her mind is something that is biblical, biblically true,
okay,
and yeah, is biblically true, and it is consistent to what God has spoken before, she goes and she does it. And every time she has done that, instead of doubting if that first thing is actually of God, she's chosen to have faith that that's from God.
Okay.
And every time it's worked out and is exactly what she's needed, whether it's pointing to a Bible verse or a time of prayer, or she does an action. And I want to encourage you guys, like, if we ask God something, he's going to answer.
Especially if it lines up with Scripture. Like, Emma said, right? Like, he gives you the desires of your heart because you've seeked after God and you've aligned yourself with him, that his desires become your desires, in this open-handed of like, hey, God, this is me. Use me.
Yeah.
Right. And I want to be used by you. And God goes, great. So if you're called to do something that is the Spirit, it's going to align with Scripture. So loving on another human being, whether it's like Amy said, groceries.
Yeah.
Right. Or following that girl out. Because Amy didn't know what was wrong with that girl, but the Spirit did. And so the Spirit said, go follow her.
Yeah.
Running after people is what God does for us. And if the Spirit of God is in us, he may call us to run after certain people.
Yeah. So I hope this time, or as we're wrapping up, has been encouraging for you. I hope you've heard this and thought, oh, yeah, let's take this complex thing, and it's okay if we keep it simple. Like
kiss.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Stupid.
Shout out to Joe. but thank you for listening. Any other final thoughts, Joel?
Yeah, just like, again, ask God, like, hey God, I want to be used by you today. And he may ask you to be used in a really cool way by just like, hey, you're going to go to Caribou, buy the person's coffee that's behind you, right? If you're going through the drive-thru. That might be something really simple that the Spirit leads you to do. Because again, you don't know what that person's going through behind you.
Yeah.
Or it could be, something simple as, hey, I want you to pray for Israel right now.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it could be that. And how do I impact? Prayer gets into the eternal world where the battle is actually raging. The raging is not between me and another human being. The rage is the battle for the spiritual souls and the eternity that they will be a part of. And so let us pray and engage in those ways as well.
Great. I hope you're encouraged. I hope if you have any questions, please reach out, whether it's on this topic or any other topic. We would love to talk with you. Your life group leaders want to talk to you. Your parents want to talk to you. We would want to talk to you. Andrea wants to talk to you.
I highly doubt you guys don't have questions.
Yeah.
So like, there's no dumb question, right?
Yeah, there's no dumb question. Come talk to us. We'd love to care for you in that way. And ultimately, we love you guys. We care about you. With all that being said, go and be more like Jesus.